Negotiations on the 2018 Farm Bill continue among the four principal negotiators. While the House will not be in session until after the November elections, leaders of both committees have agreed to meet as needed to reach an agreement on the outstanding issues in time to have both the House and Senate vote on a final conference report sometime following the November elections and before the end of the 2018 calendar year. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about those outstanding issues and how they affect cotton producers.
A lot of the disagreement and focus has been on the differences with regard to the food stamp and nutrition programs. There are still significant differences in a number of other titles of the Farm Bill, including the commodity title, conservation, among others. And so those negotiations are continuing, with all of the principals indicating that it's still their desire to try to complete this Farm Bill before the end of 2018, recognizing that no one is interested in having to restart this process in both the House and Senate as part of a new Congress in 2019. While some of the programs in the current Farm Bill expired at the end of September, the end of the fiscal year, a majority of the programs either run through the end of the calendar year 2018 or they run with the crop year. And so the safety net programs, crop insurance, a number of the provisions will remain in place. However, one key program that has expired at the end of September was the Foreign Market Development Program, which provides matching funds to organizations like Cotton Council International to help them promote cotton and cotton products in key export markets around the world. So it's important that we get a new Farm Bill passed before the end of this year to get a new safety net in place, and so producers, their lenders, and input providers know that there's that policy certainty that they need going into the 2019 production year.